Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome into the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. I'm AJ as we look at 1974 tonight on the Rewind. Look at a couple of news stories from that year. And of course, some great music that was on top of the charts while those news events were going on. Now, 1974 saw the first ever forced resignation of a U.S. president. Richard Nixon announced that he was resigning from the office of president on the 9th of August in 1974. He had previously announced his intention to resign the previous day during a televised address to the nation. Nixon had been facing a near certain impeachment and conviction by the U.S. Congress after his involvement in the Watergate scandal. And also in 1974, at the top of the charts, and quite honestly, the title for this song really fits Richard Nixon quite well. It's Steve Miller Band and the Joker on the Rewind.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. 'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it all the time. Ooh, yeah, baby, I sure show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Sure don't want to hurt no one. Talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your. Love it,
all the time. 1974 also saw one of the greatest boxing matches of all time. On October 30th, current heavyweight champ George Foreman took on Muhammad Ali in the jungle. The fight took place in Kinshasa, Zaire, now known as the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Promoter Don King later labeled the fight the Rumble in the Jungle. Now, Ali had been stripped of his heavyweight title in 1967 by refusing the Vietnam War draft. He later agreed with the current champion, George Foreman, to fight for the title in 1974. At the time, Foreman was a 25-year-old undefeated champion, and they agreed to fight for a $5 million purse. Ali's strategy? Let Foreman hit him until he was too tired, and then Ali would come out with a series of quick punches until he won by a knockout, or otherwise known as the rope-a-dope strategy. And of course, Ali won. Also at the top of the charts in 1974, and it recently re-entered public consciousness by being featured in Guardians of the Galaxy, it's Blue Swede, Hooked on a Feeling. Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're.
1974 also saw the debut novel of one of the greatest horror writers of all time. Stephen King, a 26-year-old author, published his debut novel, Carrie, during April of 1974. Now, Carrie was actually the fourth novel that King had written, but it was the first to be published, and it helped to launch his prolific career. The story focused on a bullied and sheltered teenage girl who discovers that she has telekinetic powers. Ultimately, she used those powers to seek revenge. The novel is credited with revitalizing the horror genre during the decade, and it became massively popular. Of course, it was also adapted into a 1976 feature film that was nominated for several Academy Awards. And at the top of the charts in 1974, and you might recognize this song from the open of The Rewind, it's Billy Preston with Nothing From Nothing.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. see.
Thanks for joining in on the Rewind tonight. Now, if you missed any of it, don't worry. It's going to be up on chapelboro.com in the on-demand section here in just a couple of minutes. So make sure you check it out there. The After Hours returns next on The Hill.